You had a chance to sort this out. Back in October, when your government was finalising the new community pharmacy agreement, we in Sinn Féin warned you that this was a big mistake to exclude the blister packs. But you chose to ignore that warning, you chose to push on, and now elderly people and others are paying the price. It is not right, it is not fair, and it needs to be stopped. So, Taoiseach, simple questions this morning. On behalf of the man that I was talking to, and I'm sure many, many others right across this state, I want to ask you, do you think it's right that people with dementia and Alzheimer's and other conditions who received their blister packs free of charge up until now will have to pay for them on the 1st of January? And will you now reverse this terrible decision and ensure vulnerable people can continue getting their blister packs free of charge?
So I would say, first of all, Deputy, that more generally in terms of the cost of medicine, and particularly in terms of charges and so on, this government over the last number of years has significantly reduced the cost of accessing medicine, particularly in terms of the DPS threshold has come significantly down, exceeding even commitments made in various manifestos and so forth. That needs to be acknowledged, and also in terms of the abolition of charges in hospitals and so on. So without question, right across the board, we have reduced costs in the healthcare area, without question. And you just can't get away with saying that we're kind of willfully increasing costs all over the place, which you just said. We are not. And if you look over the last number of years, costs have come down in terms of state charges in respect of hospitals, acute hospitals, emergency departments, and in respect of medicine and the cost of medicine itself, particularly in terms of the DPS threshold and other bespoke interventions also. And more generally, in terms of cost of living measures, in the budget we took measures to support families that are on low incomes in particular. And the ESRI's evaluation of the budget bears that out in terms of the two lowest deciles gained the most in respect of the budgetary allocation. And also in terms of, if you look at real wages and incomes, are growing approximately 3% per annum this year. And, you know, we've targeted measures effectively on the cost of living side to support those most in need. In relation to the issue of phase dispensing, and again, we need to look at this, and we will certainly look at any situation where there's potential hardship on any patient or any person in receipt of medicine. But we also have to be clear-eyed as well in terms of, you mentioned pharmacies and so on. I mean, there is an issue between the HSC and pharmacies in respect of the whole area of phase dispensing, which was introduced as far back as 1996 for patient safety reasons, because the supply of medication in installments can support patients prescribed certain high-risk medications who are at risk of medication misadventure if these medications were supplied monthly. And where a phase dispensing claim is submitted, the current requirement is that an item must be dispensed in the pharmacy across multiple supply occasions. Community pharmacies receive additional payments for phased dispensing. Monitored dosing systems, sometimes referred to as blister packs or compliance aid, are systems that enable the individual medicine doses to be organised according to the prescribed dose schedule. And the HSE's contention is that monitored dosing systems and phased dispensing are two separate processes, and that phased dispensing requires the patient to present to the pharmacy on multiple occasions in the month, each week, as it would be unsafe for the patient to have the totality of the medication in one supply occasion. Monitored dosing systems are ordinarily provided in one visit and packaged to indicate when medication should be taken on. The state had never agreed to monitor dosing systems. And that was the context. Sorry, this is the issue. Because, look, invariably you come in another day and question government about how did costs get out of control, how value for money and so on like that. Like, there has to be an engagement between the pharmacy sector and the HSC on these matters. And unfortunately, in the Oireachtas from time to time, you just blow all that out of the water and don't even allow interrogation of the issues. Government will interrogate this again with the HSC and others. But there are issues here that need, I mean, there are agreements between the Irish Pharmacy Union and the department.
Deputy
and we will,
and
then the National Centre for Farm Economics, carried out an evidence assessment. Just give me the background. You asked a question, which indicated that the evidence was very equivocal in terms of support.
Deputy Doherty.
We will go back and discuss this with the HSC.
Deputy Doherty, to respond.
Discussions with the Pharmacy Union.
Thank you,
it was agreed that improved
Deputy
controls
Doherty
would be
to
introduced.
Respond.
I asked you the question, and you didn't answer it. I asked you the question, with respect, Taoiseach, do you believe that people with dementia and Alzheimer's who were receiving the blister packs free of charge should now be charged for them from the 1st of January? No matter what way you present it, these packs were being funded. For right or wrong, they were being funded. And of course there's issues. You know what the issue is? The issue is the fellow who was talking to me this morning, his wife suffering with dementia, they have to pay in January for the blister pack that they were getting free of charge. So don't try to pull this one. The government is actually reducing the cost of medication when people out there have been getting letters from their pharmacies saying from January the 1st, the HSE will no longer be providing blister packs. There will be an additional charge of €20 per month for the packs. Please do not tell people that black is white and white is black. People know what is happening out here. And the question here is, are you going to reverse this? These are elderly people, vulnerable people, who rely on blister packs to make sure that they
Thank
take their medication
Doherty.
On time. Many people
respond.
Cannot afford to pay for them. It is a government decision that have now restricted
Thank
the way
Deputy.
In which pharmacies were
up.
Claiming
Your
for this that
has
resulted
Taoiseach
in this. So, Taoiseach, will you please answer the question? Thank will you reverse the decision? And should Taoiseach. People with dementia and Alzheimer's who
Thank
were getting
you,
it
Deputy.
Free now have to pay for it in
Taoiseach
January?
To respond.
But again, I mean, my view is that the pharmacies, I mean, my view is that monitored dosing systems, I'm not so sure there should be a fee attached to them at all. But I'm not so sure either. Hold on. I'm not so sure either. The state should be ponying up on everything here. I mean, no, there's no analysis by you of both sides of this disengagement. That's my point. And there's too much of that in the House. The easy thing to go for, government must pay for everything, no matter what, how it's presented or how it's manifested. You just cast aside, even though you're a finance spokesman, any sense of controls whatsoever, or any sense. Just let it rip is what your approach. Into. We want to look after people on Alzheimer's and with dementia, and we have in this government. We've done far more in the last number of years for dementia patients than was done in the previous decade or more. That's a fact, and Minister Butler behind me was responsible for a lot of the very proactive work in respect of dementia. But, like, where is the rigorous... There needs to be an engagement between the Irish Pharmacy Union and the HSC on this. But it cannot be just the case that every new system or modification of a system or approach is just agreed.
Thank you.
That can't
Thank
be
you.
It either.